The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's Friday. Yay!
Yay! Very exciting.
We totally made it. It was great. And as Justin pointed out, if you're Catholic and you're Lenten, you can't eat meat today.
No meat.
Which is something
can you
that
have fish?
You can have fish because okay. That's not meat, but you
that's
can't
meat.
Have you
which
can't
is
have
like
any
confusing to me
because fish is meat.
No, it's not meat though. It's fish. But you know what else is? My wife is going to the diner with some of her friends.
Oh.
And she goes, "Can I have eggs?" And I go, "You absolutely can have eggs." She goes, "But those are that's meat." I go, "Uh-uh, that's eggs.
That's poultry."
Yeah.
Poultry is meat, Justin.
Poultry is meat, but eggs are eggs. Right. They're not meat. And fish, totally different.
It's really confusing.
That's why we're having sushi tonight. Doesn't matter. I'm going to heaven. So there we go.
whatever you say, bro.
I'm not having steak tonight.
If you're not eating a steak, this is making you think you're not okay. You're going to heaven.
Right.
Then.
I may need to work on some other aspects of my life as well. Yeah. But if I had a steak today, that'd just be one more thing that I'd have to beg forgiveness for. Anyway, this is not about me today. It's about Justin. Because Justin and his girlfriend went out to dinner yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she did something, which is basically the first step toward the end of your relationship. And I want to hear how you reacted to it, because your reaction could save or could be just like the end of it.
Okay.
And I don't even think you realize how important this is.
I don't think it is.
No, it really is. It really is. Justin, tell everyone what happened with you and your girlfriend yesterday.
Well, you getting the bill at the end once we were done eating it.
Okay, so you were out at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We were out at a restaurant.
We were at our house. Someone brought us a bill.
And then the bill came.
I was like, were you eating with Bill? That's our boss.
No.
Anyway, so go ahead.
Yeah, we went to get food, and the bill came, and obviously I was just going to pay for it,
because
that's what I've been doing since we started dating.
So you always pay for the bill.
That alone blows my mind.
Really?
Really?
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, how long have you been dating?
A year and a half.
A year and a half, and you're still paying for all her food? That's crazy.
Well, meals when we go to a restaurant. I don't go, like, grocery shopping for her.
But you would if she asked you to. But,
I mean, yeah, if she's like,
let's face it.
When you go out to bars, you buy all her drinks?
So, sometimes. She drinks faster than me, honestly.
Yeah. Dude, I would drink faster if I were dating you, too. She's like, give me a drink. Whiskey, a beer shit chaser. Okay. Whew. Oh, I needed that. But anyway, so sorry. Go ahead. So you pay the bill, and then what happens?
Well, no, we didn't pay the bill.
Oh, you didn't? Oh,
she was like,
you
oh,
walked
you
out.
Died?
No, she said, do you want me to pay for it this time? And I was like, oh, do you want to pay for it? She's like, we should start doing a thing where, like, every other, you pay for one, and then the next time I'll pay, and then, you know, we go back and forth.
Yeah.
Why
we go
would
out
she
eat.
Ever say that? She had a really good thing going.
Okay, let's jump inside Megan's mind for a minute. Megan hears the story, and here are the two big issues she has. Number one, that Justin's been paying for meals for 1.5 years, and number two, that she said something about it.
I mean, we don't go out to eat too much. Like,
see. My boyfriend and I go out to eat a lot,
like
so
every day.
Be, like really obnoxious. Well,
like
if
once
just paid for me
once
every
a
time.
Week, maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like 4 times a week.
So Megan's thinking
five.
You're dropping a small fortune.
It's like,
yeah, that's what that's why I'm like, oh my God.
No, it's like once a week we'll go out. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
We'll so you think? Nice. So did you say you can pay for the meal today?
I was like, oh well, yeah, you can do that if you want. And then
oh
she
no,
paid.
What?
Then she paid.
No way.
It was great.
You made your girlfriend pay for food yesterday?
No, she wanted to.
Well, what? No.
I'm sorry.
No, with the hacky radio sound effects. Stop it.
You lose.
Try again.
That's not.
Don't do that.
So now what? She has to pay every other time?
I mean, I guess.
She
we'll
doesn't
see.
Have to. She said it. She wouldn't say it if she didn't mean it.
Right.
I don't know. I think you. I don't know.
It's fine.
I think it's trouble. 340-95. I hope you enjoy being single. 340-95-95. What do you do when you're dating someone for a long time and they suggest that you start splitting checks? Casey from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, great, Casey. You're in a similar situation, huh?
Yes. I'm originally from Gainesville, and my boyfriend, we've been together for 2.5 years, and for 2 years, we commuted back and forth. And he, I was in college, and so he always just, when he came down to Gainesville or I came to Jacksonville, he always paid for my meals.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've graduated and I've moved up here, we split. We just started a couple of weeks ago. He's like, how do you feel about when we go out to dinner, one night you buy, one night I buy. And I'm like, that sounds, you know, great.
He brought it up to you.
Yeah. See, well, he's been paying for everything for the last, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I would have.
For a lot of my bills in Gainesville and would always buy food. And so I was like, yeah, you know, and I felt good about it because I'm like, I finally can contribute to it.
Yeah. That's the thing, too, is maybe she feels like she wants to help.
Like, well, and we were kind of long distance like that same thing for about almost a year, so that makes sense too. But I don't know if I would have brought it up.
Maybe she feels sorry for you because she's like, she realizes, you know, it's like, hey, Justin hasn't bought a new shirt in like 7 years.
I haven't.
Maybe she also knows you would have never brought it up to
her.
That's
the other thing too. That's true.
Well, I know that he brought it up because I had lived up here for 2 months before I got a job. So we had just bought a house.
Yeah.
Had just, like, you know, financed furniture and all that stuff. So he was paying all of the bills.
Oh, you bought a house together. Oh, well, you're way farther along than Justin.
So
and his
he was actually like buying important things.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Well, yeah. You're nowhere near that, right?
No, I'm like still dropping money on microphones, and she'll come home and be like, why did you buy this? I'll be like, it looked cool.
Right. Like, I mean, until you get over your microphone obsession and she gets over her mini pig obsession, you guys still...
That's not going to go away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Stacy from South Georgia, how are you?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Great. What's your opinion here for Justin?
Well, I honestly think that his situation may have just took a hard turn to the left. Not necessarily in a bad way.
What do you mean?
Well, I've got daughters, and I'm raising them to be independent, always have your own stuff, and, you know, kind of, if the guy wants to take their way, you know, South Georgia, that's the way they're raised, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But always make sure you have your own. So I feel like she's had it all this time, and now she's kind of going to go, okay, well, start saving your money so maybe you can put, you know, a ring on that finger in the future.
Oh, like she's saying, hey, stop buying me pizza and beer and like buy me some kind of jewelry that you can...
Fun fact, that trick did not work for me so far.
It just means I have more money for microphones.
I've been paying for myself for the past 4 years. Megan, I still don't have a ring.
Hey, Megan, what if you just bought yourself a ring?
I could totally do that.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. All right, so what she's really saying is every time we go out to dinner, take half the money you would spend on me when I pay and put it in a jar marked engagement ring fund. I get it. 340-9595. Liz, good morning. Hey, what did you want to say?
My personal experience is when I was still dating that if I was just dating a dude, I didn't care if he paid one or the other. But when I actually got serious, I usually start splitting the bills because when I'm serious about someone, be in a partnership with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
There's some women I know who still never pay, and they've been married for like, you know, 20 years.
Really?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like with my wife and I, it's all the same money anyway.
Well, that's the thing.
It kind of
goes
full circle. Yeah.
Well, if you're married and you share money, I feel like that's different.
Right.
And especially when you have kids.
Right. I mean, I always pay anyway, but it comes from our same account. Like it's my car. I just throw my card down, whatever.
So it's still split.
But I can't even remember when we were dating. Not that
he's like, I'm so old.
It's been
It's been a long. They used to like take the card and they used to like run it through the machine. You know, ching, ching.
They wrote
the
down your card.
Right.
There was a carbon and all that stuff. It was messy. Anyway, hey, thanks. Thanks so much for calling. True story, by the way. Hey, Josh from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Hey, great, Josh. What'd you want to say?
Me and my girlfriend, we do the switching back and forth on the paying for each other's dinners and lunches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Whenever we're out and about.
And does that cause any problems or?
Actually, no. It's actually a mutual agreement. Nobody ever said anything. It just happened.
It just happened?
See, I was going to say, because I feel like
it even extends as far as paying for vacations and going out of town.
Oh.
Whoa, your girlfriend pays for your vacations?
She actually just paid for me to go to Epcot on Valentine's.
What?
Oh. Wow. You got yourself a winner.
Now, do you just like take turns? Like if she takes you to Epcot, do you like buy pizza the next night? And then she.
She'll pay for the hotel, so we stay at the Contemporary Resort.
Yeah.
Which, might remind you, is not very cheap.
No, you're baller status.
Went to Epcot for a day, but I paid for all the dinners and everything.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that
also not cheap.
Equals out.
All right, cool.
Not cheap either, so.
All right, well, listen, man. Well, how long have you guys been dating?
6 years.
Why are you married?
We both have our apartments as well. So,
oh, okay.
See, that's the number one question we always get.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Well, so what's your answer?
There's a reason, yeah.
Yeah, no, but I don't know. We just, she still is working on her career, and I'm still working in the direction I'm going, so that's just the way she actually makes more money than I do. So
well, then definitely marry her. Hey, you're just making our case for us. Hey, she's real pretty and she likes to have sex with me and she's rich.
No, but you know,
we're in no hurry.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.